Good morning. This is KROV Oroville, 91.1 FM. Also heard on the internet at www.krov.fm. Tuesday morning, time for Our Town. And our special guest today is from the Butte County Resource Conservation District. That's the right name, is it, Sarah? Okay, and we have Sarah Reynolds, and we'll learn about something that if you haven't heard of, you really should have, because they're involved in a lot of things that are really important to our county and our area. So welcome, Sarah. Glad to have you here. And I guess where we would start with is maybe all those letters, what they mean, what you guys do, and whatever you want to say about it, be very appreciated.
All right. Well, the Butte County Resource Conservation District has been around for about 12 years. We work in the unincorporated areas of the county. You might see us do some work in Bidwell Park and think that's the city, but the parks are a little, they're not classified in that fashion. So mainly we work with landowners, farmers primarily, but a lot of agencies as well throughout the county to bring people together, typically for resource concerns. Most of our work is kind of water related right now. We've been out helping in the South County in the Big Scridley area, working with Butte Water District, helping them clean up ditches with invasive weeds and come up with infrastructure to help them deliver water to the landowners in that way, in a better, more reasonable fashion. We have some programs that help with water conveyance. It's a partnership with the California Department of Food and Agriculture. They have a program called SWEEP. And SWEEP stands for Statewide Energy and Efficiency Program. And what that means is water conveyance through greenhouse gas savings. And so there's an application process that happens twice a year. They have two rounds of funding for around $20 million that they give out statewide. And here in Butte County, we've had the most SWEEP recipients over the last 3 years, and some of those projects would include farmers putting in soil moisture meters, flow meters, ways that they can tell how much water is going out into their field and that they're using. It's a cost share program, so the farmer has to have a little bit of skin in the game. And they can request up to their $200,000 grants. And you have to complete the project in 1 year is the only catch. And so the RCD goes out and verifies that the farmer did what they needed. And in July, on July 6th and July 7th, we will be having a workshop to help people with the application process. We'll go over the application, how to fill it out, help you with greenhouse gas calculators, because it is a technical application, but the RCD is there to help interested people fill it out and get it out to the community.
I have to interrupt just right here. Greenhouse gas calculation sounds really heavy duty. Is it something they can do on the basis of temperature and things like that, cloud cover, weather patterns? That's really...
No, how we come up with it is we're using a calculator that the Air Quality Resource Board came up with. And so we look at the kilowatts from the pumps that were used out there, or whatever your energy source is. Some of it is solar. Some farmers have that, but primarily you're looking at your kilowatts from your PG&E bill. And then you look at other factors, like how many passes you're making down a row and acres to come up with the fossil fuels.
Yeah, I got you. So the fossil fuels obviously coming from the exhaust and so on.
Yeah. Okay. Don't be intimidated. there's tools, and myself and the natural resource staff are there to help people.
Wow, it's neat to know that things like this exist, because when you have a problem like I do, every week I come down to this radio station from Cherokee, and I come across Table Mountain, and I look out, and so there's not a lot of things you can see some days, and it's not been that way, you know, always. When we first moved here, it was nice and clear, so thank goodness you're there. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. As you said initially, unincorporated areas. Okay, so the cities and towns, they're responsible for their own thing.
Yes, they are.
And you must work almost exclusively with agriculture, or do you...
No.
Get into other things, because there's a lot of unincorporated areas that aren't
in
farmland.
Yeah, so there's lots of things that we do. OHV, which is off-highway vehicle. So we are partners with the Plumas and Lassa National Forest. And we are working on developing a trail plan for Butte County. So we have some stakeholders that have started meeting, but the RCD, who I work for, the Resource Conservation District, is the lead on it. And we're doing lots of interesting things in that fashion. So the last 2 years, we've been spending time out monitoring and kind of taking an inventory of some of the trails in the county. So up in the Plumas, National Forest, kind of down through the Orville area, up Highway 70 and into kind of the High Lakes area, which the High Lakes area is actually in Plumas County. And so we have an agreement with Plumas County as well to do some of the work up there. And so that's a different area that's not necessarily, I mean, forestry is agriculture, but a different area that, you know, talks about the recreation we have in our county. We have such a beautiful resource right to the east of us that's often kind of overlooked, I think, sometimes, and underappreciated, that you can, you know, get on a horse, get your mountain bike, put your hiking boots on, or get on a quad, jeep, or a single track motorcycle, and we have thousands of trails that you can explore. And so we're, you know, working with a good group of people to kind of help protect and enhance that resource.
So when you say monitoring trails, you know, what would that kind of thing be? Like fallen trees being removed, or what kind of?
Yeah, so monitoring trails looks like we have an assessment sheet. So you're looking to see if, like, culverts are proper, if there's kind of water erosion, trees in the way, if there needs to be brushing done to clear a trail because a tree has fallen down, if there's gullies, and you know, also misuse of a trail as well, where there can be maybe a new bootleg trail kind of put in and being developed. So just kind of being aware of what the trail is, marking it with GPS points, and making sure that it is the correct length and it matches the maps.
The more I hear, the more I think about how when they, you know, let's say the folks go to work involved in this work for RCD, how it's all planned. You're increasing the things you cover and the things you do as you talk. This is Sarah Reynolds, by the way, from Butte County RCD, Resource Conservation District. And yikes. I mean, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? What's most important? It just sounds like you're covering a lot of turf here.
Yeah, we do. I have a diverse job. It's not really the same necessarily every day. I work for a board of directors, and so my bosses are five appointed They're appointed by the supervisors in the county. They're a very diverse group. I have a farmer, an educator that comes from a farming background. We have an associate director that's a land attorney. I have retired fish and game and a surveyor. And so it's interesting to see, you know, when you bring ideas to the table, what their thoughts are and where we should go with some of it. And so the RCD is, it's a special district. And so we're not funded necessarily, you know, we have to go out and chase where the money is. And so whether it's grants working with the Forest Service or the OHV Commission, partnering with the county to do projects and developing relationships with agriculture, which are our strong dominant ones, but it's funding based is what it comes down to. And so that's why we do kind of spend a little bit of a diverse amount of time, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I guess so. You sound like you're into it, Sarah. Yeah, so not specifically every year some grant or funds are allocated?
They're not. We did a lot of watershed work prior to me being involved with the RCD. That's kind of how they primarily got their start in the counties, and the funding for that has since gone away. And so when we look to today's funding sources, a lot of it is based off greenhouse gases, and that's where we're having to go. Prop 1 funding is another funding source out there that the RCD is working on. We have a lot of pristine, we have the Feather River, we have Butte Creek, we have waterways that we need to make sure that we are taking care of the quality of water that we have. And through Prop 1, I hope to see the RCD selected on some of the grants we've turned in for some projects in the future as well.
Yeah, so I can imagine it's about a full-time job for somebody just to find the possible grants and then be able to write up proposals that have possibility of being accepted.
Yeah, exciting for me. We've just, my staff is growing. We're very small, so I myself as a district manager, I have an irrigation associate, and then this on Monday we finished signing a contract and I'm bringing on a grant writer and a project coordinator. And so I really think that we're building our capacity to do more for the county and enhance some of these projects, and it won't be me running around so much. You know, my vision will be a little bit more clear. I'll be able to kind of strengthen some of the mission to do a better job.
Yeah, I can see it. It's probably not a good parallel, but what I think of is there's this family, and they have so many needs, you know, housing, clothing, food, et cetera, et cetera. And in the old days, we'll say, maybe Daddy would go out, and he would get the funding that would leave Mom free to deal with these other things. And you're sort of like that way. You've got a lot of things drawing your attention, a lot of needs, and if you're constantly trying to survive, finding funding, and it detracts from your ability to follow your mission and your goals. So
it does, but you have to be optimistic and driven. Boy. And I think I personally have found a happy spot and really enjoy the work I do.
Boy, they got the right person, I must say, because I can see fear and anxiety stepping in very strongly to someone else and to you too. But you obviously have a way of dealing with it, but I can see where those things, fear and anxiety and apprehension, could kind of interfere with your ability to do what you're hired for, which is to accomplish things. So that's good.
Well, it could happen, Lee, but you're optimistic and you have to go out and know, you know, we have concerns to address. We have people that need us and opportunity.
Yeah. I imagine you must find sometimes support and help in fair measure from the folks you're serving too.
Yeah. The relationships that we've built, I don't come from a big forest background. And so that's been really interesting for myself to kind of broaden my horizons and understand a little bit better on how the forest works and the larger landowners that also own forests, like SPI and PG&E, and learning truly what kind of goes on up there and how road maintenance works and who's responsible for campsites. And so, you know, it's a good position to be in because you're growing, you're always learning something new, and building relationships are invaluable. The RCD is that special district that can work with the county and work with the Forest Service to kind of bridge some of the parallels that the public might have perceptions and views. But as a special district, we have that ability to partner with them when not everyone can have that opportunity. So I think there's a lot of positives that come from it.
Yeah, I see now. Maybe I'm getting the picture. When you say special district, that means you're not cookie cutter. This is what they get. This is who they are. But by having this is what they get and this is who they are, there are strings attached sometimes. And then you can't do, this is not your purview. This is not your area. So you're sort of free-floating because you're not tied to specific, I'm giving you the money, therefore this is what you do thing. So that's really neat.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. Special district is a Title IX, or, you know, we're a public entity. We have to follow the Brown Act, and we have a few governmental rules. But there's a lot of flexibility with that. Irrigation districts are also special districts, and the cemeteries are also another special district. In terms of how we operate, but it gives us the power with having a board to just jump in when an issue arises to take action.
Yeah, so this is really neat because, well, I certainly do appreciate, and we all should, the things you're tackling, the things you're doing. If we're going to, okay, I don't want to think that it could happen, but going to maintain Butte County somewhat as it is, because I'm sure at one point, there were orange groves in Orange County and things like that. So things happen, people happen, population happen, change happens. But to have a group like you out there working to maintain and support the beauty that we have here in Butte County, that's neat, because it's not an accident that it's nice. I can see that. It's not an accident that there are trails that are usable. These don't just happen. Just how many people go down a trail or something and think about how come it's available, instead of saying, oh, I like this trail or I don't like this trail or something. How many people really think what's behind allowing you to be in that spot? It's really good.
You're right. And the beauty of it, of being in the forest, you know, your own personal recreational experience while you're out there, you know, I want it to be there for future generations, whether you're out on an old historical Indian trail or you're kind of walking through some special habitat for a red-legged frog, but you see them. You see them on the sides of the wall, and how cool that can be too, that you're able to walk through some of those areas and enjoy that natural beauty that we have in the foothills and forest.
And with all of that, you're involved in, I don't know, the word might be practical, but you're involved in agriculture support too, obviously. You're talking about monitoring air quality through that and so on. So what are you missing? What is there out there that Sarah Reynolds or the RCD would want to do that they're not allowed? I mean, is there anything that you feel where you could expand?
You know, growth would be to have more technical people to, you know, having an engineer on staff and growing in that capacity. We are partners with the NRCS. That's where our office is in Orrville, out by the airport. And the NRCS is Natural Resource Services, a USDA program. And, you know, we partner with them, so we have access to the soil cons that they have. We have their technical expertise, their engineers,
right,
the biologist. And so it's really, really nice to rely on them for some of the projects I walk in the door with. They never know quite, you know, what I'm gonna, where I've come from, and the wheels I have spinning of what's gonna happen. And so, you know, as the future grows, I guess it would be to continue to build relationships with landowners on problems that they have. You know, understanding the technical side of stuff, whether it's the Irrigated Lands Program or SGMA, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, that they know that there are resources here that I'm happy to sit down and, you know, if I don't know the answers, put them in the right direction to get there.
Wow, I was trying to think of a summary, because all the time I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, well, how do you summarize something like this? And I don't know. What? Yes, yes, I don't come up with one just yet. I can't think and talk at the same time. But obviously, agriculture, the public resources, water, big one, and soil, forest. You're not missing much, seems like.
No, we're...
If it's unincorporated area, if it's not a paved city street and they're incorporated where it's all controlled in some way or nothing, then that's your country, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about other counties or in other words, your agency? Is this... I'm sure it's probably not unique to Butte County. Other counties have RCDs?
So RCDs, we have the youngest RCD being 12 years old. Mm-hmm. RCDs have been around some... are celebrating 100 years. We have a state agency called the California Resource Conservation District, and they represent all of us. And, you know, I can't lobby or do any of that kind of stuff, but they can. And so they're working on building capacity. What's interesting about RCDs is they're all different throughout the state. We don't have... kind of a real guidelines besides our Title IX and our Brown Act rules.
Sure.
And so what's really interesting is we have gotten some funding from the Sustainable Conservation group, and they have brought in some consultants to help the CARCD build capacity with the RCDs throughout the state to kind of give them policies and director handbooks and to kind of get a little bit uniform so you don't have those districts that go awry. Some have tax base, some do not. Some are, you know, similar to our district. And so that's what makes us all a little bit unique, but we're trying to come together so we all have some things in common.
Yeah, I can see if you drive, if you got a lot of time, and you drive through the state. I mean, there's desert areas, there's coastal, there's inland, there's high, there's low. To homogenize all that doesn't seem logical. I mean, in many ways it does. I mean, if you had a really big pot of money and you could just dole it out to the ones and they could convince you that they had these needs and what the needs were going to cost, and you could help them that way. But to homogenize them isn't going to work because of the diversity of what you're covering. Wow. Once again, folks, we have Sarah Reynolds from the Butte County RCD, which stands for Resource Conservation District. And if you've been tuning in, you get the picture, I'm sure, as I'm learning as I go along here, that it can be structured and organized, such as agriculture and how the water is used there, water conveyance, and it could be somebody in a hiking trail somewhere in the forest, and they are related to that. So I don't think you suffer from boredom, Sarah.
No, the wheels are always spinning, Lee. New ideas, new projects, and you complete one thing and then you can get back to your to-do list and bring something new to the table.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, have you always been an adventuresome critter? Because this, to me, is so far from the comfort you probably laugh at it, but there is a comfort in having it, knowing sort of what to expect. But you don't.
Absolutely. I mean, I come from agriculture, so I understand risk. There's a lot of risk in agriculture and farming, you know, when you plant your crop, that it's going to grow and the water's going to be there and you'll get there to harvest it and it'll be abundant. So I have no aversion to risk, but this is a good fit because you can see the successes of when a project does come together or you get the right group of people and you address the needs. It's very rewarding and satisfying for me.
Now, it seems to me, I may be wrong, but it seems to me that you folks were part at one point of a big presentation covering a lot of environmental subjects several years ago. And what I'm getting at is your survival depends, admittedly, to me, on what I would call a governmental or whatever, bureaucratic life.
Yes.
But do you have a way of reaching out somewhat, letting folks know you exist, and informing them somewhat of what you do? Is there any procedure there, or are you so busy doing your work that you can't be doing that?
So I'll tell you, I don't spend a lot of time doing outreach and education.
Yeah.
It's a time element and it doesn't pay necessarily.
Sure.
But what I do is build relationships with key stakeholders. And so that would be department heads with the county, that your ag commissioner, your public works, development, your forest service, rangers, those kind of people where they know what we're capable of. They're a little bit older and wiser than I too, so they know what their needs are. And so I tell them some of the abilities that we have, what my staff looks like, and we kind of go from there to come up with some certain projects. We listen to others. Our meetings are a public meeting, so we have people come in and something I learned about that I really wasn't aware of was biochar. There's a gentleman from Chico, Richard Roth, who said biochar is something the RCD should be looking at. And he brought in a sample and sent links. And so, yeah, we listen. And I do pull from some of those other outside sources, but I don't knock on doors or do anything like that. We have a newsletter that is very informative. It's been a real positive. So you can sign up for that on our website and take a look at it. June's is on the homepage. And that's another way that I reach out to the community to just show them workshops and different opportunities of what's going on or what opportunities are there.
And what is the website?
Our website is, you're testing me here, bootcountyrcd.org. I am pretty confident.
Okay, so before I publish this interview, I'll check on that, but I'm sure that would work. And anything we're missing, Sarah, anything you want to say, anything that...
I'm here to help the people of Butte County. I have an open door, and, I'm not always at my desk because I don't exactly have a desk job, but I do try and get my phone calls returned or an email returned as fast as possible. And if somebody has a concern we're missing or see some opportunity to work with us, I'm always willing to sit down and give them some of my time to figure out what kind of opportunities are out there.
And what's the phone number, Bud?
My phone number is 530-534-0112, and I'm an extension 122.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll be forced to let you go and get to work here instead of just sitting down and talking. Although a lot of your work has got to be sitting down and talking. That's got to be a big part of the deal. Things don't happen without interactions with people. So again, our special guest today on Our Town, Sarah Reynolds, Butte County RCD, Butte County Resource Conservation District, serving unincorporated areas of Butte County. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lee.